Have you seen the disruptive brand coming out of Scandinavia lately? They're called DB Journey. And while they've been the go-to for Scandinavian adventurers for years, they are absolutely shaking up the industry right now with their new aluminum luggage. They first launched their award-winning Ram Work line back in 2022, but this month they've leveled up with the Ram Work Alu. This thing is a beast. It's the world's first infinitely repairable luggage made with entirely custom components. The first thing you notice is the aluminum construction with that custom center frame and edge frame. It just gives you that immediate feeling that this luggage is incredibly durable. When you're gliding through the airport, those ultra-silent Japanese Hinamoto wheels are so smooth and quiet, and the telescopic handle just glides in a way that makes you realize it's truly custom-made. It's even got a rivetless construction, so it's fully repairable, ensuring it's the last suitcase you'll ever need to buy. DB's Ramwork luggage is rarely discounted, but we now have an exclusive 15% discount code site-wide. Go to dbjourney.com and use the code MONEY15.
Most people take notes and never come back to them. Notability helps keep your ideas, notes, recordings, and documents connected in one place, so it's easier to revisit what mattered when you need it. You can handwrite notes, type, annotate PDFs, and even record and transcribe lectures or meetings alongside your notes. Whether it's school, work, planning, or everyday life, Notability helps keep things organized and your thinking moving. Try Notability today at notability.com and use code LISTEN25 at checkout to get 25% off.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Tuesday, December 5th, and we are here trying to take the mystery out of your financial life. And we are so delighted you're joining us because Mark and I, as certified financial planners, all we want to do is answer your questions. We want you to have a better December and a better January and whatever else lies ahead. We want to help you lay out what your options are, make the best choice for you. And the way we do that is we encourage you to contact us. Just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, and click the Contact Us button. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter and check out our service, Jill on Money Live. You will have access to quarterly live webinars. And guess what? Tomorrow, we are having another webinar. It's with Daniel Forbes, a guy who I trained personally. He's a certified financial planner, and he is going to hold our hands through year-end tax and financial planning. If you would like to join us, you've got to subscribe to Jill on Money Live. $35, not just for tomorrow night. You'll get three more after that. You get to go watch the whole back catalog of webinars we've conducted, and you will be entitled to view all the great bonus content that we've put behind the paywall. What a low paywall we have, just $35. So go check it out. All right, right now we are talking to CT from Florida.
So I feel like I just kind of completed a reset at 35. So I kind of want to do a little check-in and just get your take on things.
Sure. Tell us what's going on.
So I moved from the Midwest about 6 months ago. And it was just like I've never moved anywhere outside probably a 20-mile radius. And I just felt called to the water. So that was what brought me here. And I feel like I'm supposed to be here, just kind of like a spiritual, soulful kind of thing. And so that all feels good, except there is a money component to life. And so I feel like I did this whole switch and this whole reset, yet I feel like it's kind of all been a watch because like I'm spending more in this, but I'm spending less in that. But then at the end of the day, it just all kind of comes out in the wash. So I don't feel like I'm the typical like, oh, let me move here so I can downsize and save a bunch of money.
So what do you do? Like you were able to do this. Just tell us a little bit about like your facts. You said you're 35. And are you working full time now?
Yeah. So 35, single, no kids, no debt. I run my own business remotely, a website design. So pretty much anywhere with an internet connection is good. I kind of spent the last 2 years prior to the move to figure out kind of where that next spot would be. So it all felt right that way. But then it's like, you're not really like in the fire until you actually do it. And so, having to do all of that, it's like just been a whole brand new experience. I feel like I'm finally kind of getting my feet underneath me, but, it's just a whole kind of a new thing. And, excited to move forward, but yeah, you know, a little uncertainty too.
How much are you making now?
So I pay myself $6,500 a month.
Okay. And is that enough? Is that good? Like how does that feel for you?
Yeah. So that does feel good. What I would say an interesting thing is that when I landed here, I went from I can never stick to a budget to actually, I think I'm okay. I just need to make sure that I'm bringing enough income in to be able to continue to pay myself the $6,500. I feel like there's so many things with entrepreneurship that people just think is like, oh, that's so cool. You can work in your pajamas. But like they don't know the other side of it, like you have to pay quarterly taxes and health insurance. Like, oh my gosh, the amount that I'm paying in health insurance here compared to what I paid for, you know, it's crazy, crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's like trying to finagle all that together and make this all work. But yes, I would say my expenses are probably about $5,500 a month, which then gives me about $1,000 left over that I'm trying to use to fund Roth and HSA. And that's my goal every year is to completely fully fund those as I move forward. I've been doing it the last couple of years, but it's a big goal. I want to make sure I can keep doing that.
How much money do you have in the Roth so far?
I have $29,000 in Roth IRA.
Okay. And what about like plain old investment accounts? You got anything in just a brokerage account?
Yeah. So should I just run it down?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. So I have 33 in an individual brokerage, 29,000 in the Roth IRA, mm-hmm. 16 in the rollover in a rollover IRA. So that was from prior employment.
Yep.
16 in a SEP IRA. So that's something that I set up recently. I have $2,000 in HSA. Like in my HSA, we recently put $8,000 into like an HSA brokerage to like do some investing, I guess, on that. This isn't my domain, but yeah, just to kind of try to have that work for me a little bit.
What'd you say? Wait, hold on a second. You said we. Who's we, Kimo Sabe? I thought you said you were single, no kids.
Sorry, I meant like financial planner.
Oh, all right. So what about money in the bank, savings?
Yeah, so I have an emergency fund of $35,000.
That's great. And then what about, where are you living?
Yes, I rent. Yep.
Okay. And so that's all I just got to run this down. So the emergency reserve, 35, Roth, 29, brokerage, 33, rollover, 16 in the SEP IRA, the HSA, just starting out with a few $1,000. Anything else that's out there?
No, that's about it. Yeah.
That's amazing. You're doing great. I feel like and what are the goals here? Like you moved to Florida, you blew off these Midwest winters. By the way, very bad move if you think about it because of climate change. You probably should have moved to like, I don't know, North Dakota or something.
Well, that's what people are saying, that now everybody's going to be moving to Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota. Yeah,
you're not doing that. Let me just be clear about the retirement contribution. You're using a SEP now and a Roth IRA or just the SEP?
Well, I have both. And I would say, I guess it's fully fund the Roth and the HSA every year. Then if I have leftover that I can invest, then put that into the SEP. So I would kind of like to do all three if possible each mm-hmm. year, if it makes sense, if I have the ability to do so.
And you're feeling like after doing this big reset, and all this nonsense about, like, this is why I hate budgets, because I think they don't work. So I like the way that you're rolling, because it's like, let me figure out what I need to live on, and let me bring in that much money. Do you sense that you could bring in more money if you wanted to work more, or do you feel like this is about, like, a nice pace for you?
I think I could always have more clients. Like, I love what I do, so much so I would do it for free if money was no object.
And that's, really?
That's not me just saying that. The thing is, I don't plan to retire. So like that R word, like that's, I don't, obviously like I'm not going to work as much.
Yeah.
You know, I am when I, you know, it's when I'm 75, but yeah. I have like zero, I'm not going to just be sitting on the beach here, sipping bombs or eating bonbons. Like that's not my style. So I definitely just have that drive to continue to work and like make an income. And I don't know why. I'm like a weird creature that way. I enjoy it. I really do.
I like that. That's how Mark feels, but not at all. It's similar. He says, oh, this is not work. I said, oh, it is work. Believe me, it's work.
Have you seen the disruptive brand coming out of Scandinavia lately? They're called DB Journey.
And while they've been the go-to for Scandinavian adventurers for years, they are absolutely shaking up the industry right now with their new aluminum luggage. They first launched their award-winning Ram Work line back in 2022, but this month they've leveled up with the Ram Work Alu. This thing is a beast. It's the world's first infinitely repairable luggage made with entirely custom components. The first thing you notice is the aluminum construction with that custom center frame and edge frame. It just gives you that immediate feeling that this luggage is incredibly durable. When you're gliding through the airport, those ultra-silent Japanese Hinamoto wheels are so smooth and quiet, and the telescopic handle just glides in a way that makes you realize it's truly custom-made. It's even got a rivetless construction, so it's fully repairable, ensuring it's the last suitcase you'll ever need to buy. DB's Ramwork luggage is rarely discounted, but we now have an exclusive 15% discount code site-wide. Go to dbjourney.com and use the code MONEY15.
Finding a gift people will actually use isn't always easy. That's why Notability makes it such a thoughtful one, especially for students, educators, creatives, or anyone juggling ideas, classes, meetings, or everyday life. Notability helps keep notes, recordings, documents, and ideas connected in one place, making it easy to revisit important information later. You can handwrite notes, type, annotate PDFs, and record and transcribe lectures or meetings all alongside your notes. Give a gift they'll actually keep using with Notability. Go to notability.com/gift and use code LISTEN25 at checkout to get 25% off.
Mark, what else do you want to know about CT?
I was just going to ask regarding the SEP. Are you doing a Roth SEP or traditional?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure.
We want you to do Roth.
Yeah, you should be doing Roth.
Yeah.
I'm 99% sure I am. Yeah.
How about, like, as you look forward, do you think renting, like, what's your rent right now? Do you think that purchasing is something you want to do?
So I had a condo for a good amount of years. And what ended up happening was we were getting hit with special assessments of the yin yang. So
yeah.
Home ownership has never appealed to me.
Ha! I love you.
I got the condo. I thought, hey, this is like a good in between. My parents always said it's better to buy than rent. That whole concept.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. I'm so new, or I'm so green to it, I don't really know everything that, you know, goes on behind the scenes. So now we start getting hit with these special assessments, and I'm like, wait a second, this isn't like an investment. Like, you're just like, this isn't my forever home, so you're just kind of taking away from this quote-unquote investment.
Yep.
So literally within like a 30-day period, my entire mindset flipped from let's refinance this condo to let me just get the heck out of here and rent, and so I know exactly how much I'm paying. So that answers your question. It is about 30% of that $6,500 I am spending in rent, which is probably, I kind of don't want to be too much more than that. Although I am close to the beach, and that's really the reason why I moved, so that I could walk to the beach. So it's really like the whole combination is trying to, I have this lifestyle that I want to live, and like just trying to keep that going with the business, and then obviously kind of change and evolve as needed. But I guess I'm really big on creating that lifestyle that you want to live, and then just, you know, having the business and or whatever else to kind of fund that. And so it's just like a different mindset, but
I love it.
I think you've done it. You took the leap and here you are.
It's amazing. It's completely amazing. I mean, maybe the only bad thing being that you, like, I don't know if you have to root for Florida teams or your heart lies in the Midwest, but do you have family still in the Midwest?
Yeah.
And do you feel like anyone needs taking care of? Is that something that you think would fall to you or not really?
Not at this time. I don't think so.
You mentioned a financial planner. Like, you're comfortable with that arrangement? Everything's going okay?
Yeah. My dad had passed in 2016. And so my mom is working with a firm that then got later bought out by a larger financial advisory company, or however you would say that. And so my siblings and I are able to work with them. So I feel really good. And like, we have a really good relationship with them. We were there with them before they got bought out, and we've kind of been able to keep that same advisor. So that does feel like a good fit.
Dude, I think you're killing it. I think you're doing a great job. I love that you decided to like make this leap. I think that people are generally scared of doing this. And so you are, obviously a little bit bolder than most because you say, this is something I want to do, and you actually did it. But you did it responsibly. And I think that you're on track. It's a great thing that you're putting the money away. I love the idea that you're funding the Roth. If possible, let's just double check and see if that SEP IRA is a Roth. I know it's kind of a drag to be self-employed. I feel that way too. I'm like, it's like there are parts of it that suck. On the other hand, guess what? You're living the life you want to live, and it does get easier.
If there's anyone listening, CT, who's thinking of doing something similar, but maybe not quite as confident or, you know, scared, put off by something, what would you say?
I would say just to listen to your gut and your intuition and follow that. I think too many people, they might try to listen to it, but then there's 5,000 things that weigh them down and make them not make that leap. So that's truly all I've done. So I just listen, feel very in tune with myself. And it's like, I'm here, I'm supposed to be here, or I'm here for a reason. And just trying to figure it out as I go. But yeah, that was kind of the driving force behind it all.
Did you have a lot of people telling you that you're nuts?
Yeah, I want to know like what your friends and your family said.
Maybe behind the scenes they were saying that. But I think it's hard to relate because I feel like I'm just kind of like living outside the box and kind of doing my own thing, which is just harder for people to grasp. And it's not that they're like judging that. It's just off their perspective is just different.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting as we talk through this, the thing that allowed you to do this is also that until age 35, you lived responsibly. You didn't go nuts. You didn't accumulate a ton of debt. You're lucky that you don't have some, crazy amount of student loan debt that's outstanding. So all of those things afford you these opportunities. And I think that there's some aspect of this that's kind of interesting to me, which is the people who are lucky enough to even be in this position still don't make these choices. So as you say, like you kind of have to be responsible to a point, but then you have to be able to act on it. And maybe, frankly, if you don't like it in 3 years, big deal. You'll move somewhere else. Come to New York. We'd love to have you. You know, we have water here. We have an ocean here. And it's amazing. And it never gets to be 100 degrees in the water. So I encourage you to come here. What else can we help you with? Do you have – let me ask you a few I know you're a single dude. But, like, do we have some documents? You're far away from home. Do you have a will or a power of – who's going to take care of you if you get sick? Do we have to come down and give you chicken soup? What do we need to do to help you out?
No, I got that covered. When my dad was sick, we made sure that we had all those documents in place. And then after I moved, I got everything updated. So I am A-okay.
If you would like to join us on the air, all you need to do is go to JillOnMoney.com and click the Contact Us button. Mark does everything else. Who is Mark? He is the co-host and executive producer and king of all things web at the Jill on Money World. We're distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And don't forget, more importantly, lift someone up today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
They're completely cut off from the outside world.
A new Paramount Plus documentary.
The narrative is we are a cult.
No, I'm doing this out of my own free will.
Gives unprecedented access to Gloria Vale, the controversial closed society in New Zealand.
38 charges of sexually offending children.
Wrong things have occurred. They do not define who we are.
Can't you just accept the fact that I love my life?
I need to destroy them.
Devotion, obedience or betrayal. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.